Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the half an hour of time spent with me, the messenger. Our co-producer is running just a little late, and he advised me to just go ahead and let's get going. Tonight, I just wanted to say real quick, with regards to our theme song, The Presence of the Lord is Here, I'm hoping that as that song comes on, that each and every one of us just listen to the words of what it's saying, because it is really, really deep, and it goes into what it is that we're trying to get each and every one to open up their minds and hearts to understand that God is here. All we have to do is allow ourselves to recognize it and stop looking for the man in the sky and realize that he's here with us right now. After saying that, I just want to say good evening to Sister Carmen.
Hello. Good evening.
And 571, who is that?
Of course, who else?
Sister Purr. How are you doing tonight, my sister?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Good, good.
How's everybody today?
We're good, thank you. We're great. Can't complain.
Thank you.
Always, and this is one of the things that we have to do, and you hear people talk about it a lot, and it is really important, the power of positive thinking. If you think bad, bad is going to come. This is the power that we possess that we don't understand. And we have the ability to, even when it seems like we're at our worst, we within ourselves can at any moment make ourselves happy. We can
Amen.
Do that. How many times? Oh, welcome, co-producer, my brother. Glad to have you here. Just think about some of the things that people have done that kind of teed you off. And then you just kind of walked away and thought about it for a minute and allowed yourself not to linger on it. How much better you feel. We just possess so much power and authority, and we have to begin to use it. Or, you know that old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. And we don't lose it, we just lose the opportunity to use it. And so one of the things that I want us to work on is just in spite of, because you know what I like to say, all things are working together for the good. So in spite of what things may look like, let's start focusing on the good in it, because there is good in everything. One of the words that Jesus left on record was, all good things come from God. So there is no one good but God. And as he said that, my mind just started thinking about it. So if Jesus left on record that all good things come from God and there is no one good but God, those are his words. I'm not quoting it wrong, am I? Does anyone know? Okay. Nobody is not sure. But these are records. Okay.
You think what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The fact that
I think
Jesus.
We all agree.
Oh, okay.
Do you agree with that, my brother? That was words that was left on record. That
no doubt.
There is none good but God.
And since we're all God, that means we're all good?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Amen.
But this is what we have, and this is what we have to understand. Now, see, they tried to change it to make it seem like we're bad, because when he says there is none good but God, so because they say there is none good but God, then that makes us think, or those with limited won't allow their self to think properly, that the only thing good is God. And because the only thing that is good is God, we're bad. Because if you're not good, you're bad. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Okay. So as the brother was saying, we do good. What is that? That is the God in us.
In us. Amen. Amen.
Because Jesus said, there is none good but God. So it is the God in you. And we can do good on a more continuous basis than what we do. We can strive a little harder not to let the troubles or the antics of those who are still in darkness or in I won't say darkness, I'll say in confusion. Because they're not sure, they refuse to open up their eyes. This is, if you know, this is one of the things Jesus used to always say, him with ears, let him hear, or those with eyes, let him see. Now, we all have eyes and ears, but he's letting us know that it is deeper. It is deeper. Jesus always kind of spoke in parables so that the spirit can reveal things to you. But what happened is we won't allow the spirit because we want to just interpret stuff our own way. But the spirit is constantly working with us, trying to show us who and what we are. But we won't allow ourselves because we've been taught that it would be a sin against God or we're blaspheming against God. And we got to understand that this isn't what we're here for. We are all here just by the grace of God. So if we're here by the grace of God, we have to understand that he's working within us. It's part of the game of life, per se. That's what it's part of. And so we've got to see it as that and not see it as some kind of punishment. So I'm going to open it up now. I want to hear from you guys. I don't like when we all quiet. I know you want to hear what the messenger has to say, but this is a message for everyone.
So am I to understand that you want feedback now? Is that what he's saying, Nurse Carmen?
That's what he's saying.
I'm sorry. Repeat that, bro.
I always have this inside joke going with Nurse Carmen. She said, look at here. It's Sunday morning, and we want to hear from the pastor. But the message is so real. And again, it's a very, very simple message. It's a message that if you understand it, and I'm going to tell you, I am definitely a practitioner of what it is that we speak about here, because this message and this way of understanding that we're bigger than the situations that anger us or cause us not to be logical in our thought process, it's not easy.
Amen.
And when you walk away from certain situations, and you know, again, me being raised, born, bred, educated on the streets of New Jersey, walking away from conflict is something that definitely I'm still learning. Because
mm-hmm.
conflict to me used to just mean let's knuckle up and let's see how this is
right.
going to work out. And when I say knuckle up, it's not always a physical knuckle up, but it could be a literal or verbal. But
right.
again, and I'm telling you, especially, let's just say within this last week, this message has allowed me, again, to walk away from situations that I enjoy banter, for
mm-hmm.
lack of a better word. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
In fact, I'm built for that. But when
right.
you, when people understand that's your nature, and then you decide to just acquiesce from a lot of the nonsense, it does. It puts you in a much more powerful position. And you know, as you get older, we understand it doesn't mean that you're a punk. It doesn't mean that you can't fight.
Right.
It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that you understand that I am greater than that. And when I say I is everybody. We're
yeah.
all greater than that. Some of us
right.
just don't
right.
understand how to put it into practice. And I'm still learning, podcast
right.
audience. But
yeah.
again, it's a journey that I've embarked on, and I want you to know that it's definitely paying dividends right now. Just to be able to, again, just to walk away and not always have to go eye for eye on certain situations.
Right.
Is that making sense? Because I'm telling you,
yeah.
it has definitely
yeah.
enhanced the quality
sense.
Of my life.
Right. It makes sense what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Again, but it's a message that it's not an easy message to bring to people. But I tell
right.
you, I'm sitting here living witness, man, that if you tap into God and you understand, that's just like, put this in street terms. When you go for a street brawl and you know you've got all the big brawlers with you, when you go to approach that brawl, you're not worried about a whole lot. Because you got the winning team with you. And when
that's
we
right.
understand that we've got God, that means we all have the winning team with us.
That's right.
And again, it might sound kind of crazy, but it does. If you understand who you are and who you belong to, who has
mm-hmm.
their spirit inside of you, I'm telling you, man, it's a beautiful and powerful plateau that I now reside on.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that what you said was excellent. And one of the things we have to start looking at that other person is that even though he is causing confusion, say, that person is still you. So because that person is still you, you've got to, and as the brother said, it's not easy. Especially because of how we've been brought up and what we've
Amen.
Been taught, we've got to change a lot. And you just, it's hard to change it overnight. And it is a work in progress, but it is something that we can do. And what we have to start doing is looking at them as us. And if we truly look at them as us, then we won't allow ourselves to get to, as the brother said, the knuckle up situation. As Jesus said to them, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They know not who they are. So these words that Jesus spoke, my brother, me, is applicable to me as well. And it's not blaspheming, and it's not making, it's not to make anyone think that I'm so much better than them, because once again, we are all one. But we have to understand that this person has not decided to wake up yet, still living his life subconsciously. And that what we need to start doing is living consciously, and then we'll be able to see this in everyone.
Hey, brother, let me put a question out to the podcast audience. If we understand that we are all one, if I beat myself up, am I still in God's plan?
Okay.
I'm being funny, but I'm saying, we understand we're all one. Every once in a while, I think I need to slap me around. Are we good?
We agree.
Well, you got to remember this. Because of who you are, you're good. You just got to understand that when I slap myself around, myself might want to slap back. You understand? But that cannot separate you, because you cannot be separated from God.
Amen.
Remember we spoke about consequences for our reactions, not the devil, but consequences for our reaction. For every action, there is a reaction.
Right.
So if I slap
myself, no, you won't be separated. Just remember, when you slap yourself, try to slap the weaker side of yourself.
So if I slap myself, my next move is I'm going to duck.
Okay.
Just in case I want to slap me back.
Right, because you know what's coming. So you be ready. You know what's coming.
Go to neutral corners. You need a timeout.
No, but you know. But again, that kind of leads me into when we think about we are all one. We all have God in us, which all makes us connected, whether we want to be or not. It just makes us, you know. I don't know. It gets very cumbersome or heavy on you. When you see people and they don't seem to understand, or you understand, and this is what makes it so hard to be on this journey. If I understand that we're all one, we're all godly, but you don't understand it, until you come into the knowledge of that, you're going to do some things towards me that I'm going to feel compelled to return to you. You know what I'm saying? So when I say it's a wonderful way of life, it's a beautiful life if everybody is on the same sheet of music. But I'm trying to show you the God in you, and you still believe in this fictitious creature called a devil, and you still thinking you're doing harm to me. You know what I'm saying? So how do I get the message to you that you're really not harming me, you're harming yourself?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let your light so shine that men will see you, see the God in you, and glorify God. And once again, it's easier said than done. But when you start, when people who are not conscious of what's going on, when they make these choices to do certain things and stuff, when they see you, and how you respond to it. Now, they might not respond right the next time, but the God in them will get them right. because nobody truly wants to do wrong. And so sometimes the things that we'll do will help guide somebody, maybe not as fast as we'd like, but then, as my brother reminds me all the time, it took us a while to come to the understanding. So we have to be patient with them.
Amen.
But we can do it, and we have to make a start. You have to understand as well that Jesus was out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly but surely his disciples came. And even though he went about healing and teaching, it stuck, as he used the parable about the farmer. Some seeds was planted in good soil. Some was thrown to the side. It didn't take root.
Right.
So we will have these instances where it just seems like no matter what, they're not going to take heed. But we can't let that trouble us or discourage us, especially when you know. Now, if you're not sure, I can understand. But when you know, then you've got to act like you know. When you know, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. So if you know sharing love is what you're supposed to do, then just do it. You know what I mean? In spite of what anybody else says, just do it. I got to share this experience with you today. I was driving down the street, and I was at a red light, and I had some change in my car, and a little old lady, and I guess that's a hustle. I don't know what it is, but she walked past the car, and she started to keep going. She wasn't even asking me for money, and I rolled down my window, and I gave her some change that I had in my car, and the gratitude that she showed. Now, a lot of times, you know, they say thank you and stuff like that, but the gratitude that that lady showed me just did something to me. And that's what... And that's what our lives should be about, helping one another. Even though we might not think the situation is right, but who are we?
Right.
They might be strung out on drugs, and they might take that money. But that drug that they take that day might be what saves their life. And if God blessed us where we're able to have it, you know what that means? That means that he's going to bless us so that we can always have it. So if he's going to bless us where we can always have it, then we've got to be more willing to share it, knowing that we can't run out because who our provider is. And I spoke a couple of times about being the source, and that's what we are. We're being the source. The same way people look to God for these special blessings, God is the source. But God is us.
Right.
So we become the source. So be the source. And if you be the source, then your supply will never run out. You can either be the needer, or the source. It's one of the two. Which one will you be?
Amen.
I'm going to choose the source.
I second it.
When you choose the source, what you are actually doing is confirming with the universe that I have.
Right.
So if you tell in the universe you have, guess what the universe is going to do?
Give it to us.
Give it to you. Because if you only got a dollar left, you're going to be real hesitant about giving that dollar. So there becomes doubt. So because you become hesitant and there's doubt that's there, if you gave that dollar, it's going to take a while for the universe to correct itself to reimburse you, per se. But when you give that dollar, knowing all the well, I might not have it in my pocket now, but I know when I get home, I got another dollar there. The universe has no choice but to take a straight path. Remember we spoke about how we change our minds? Changing our minds. Changing our minds is sending mixed messages to the universe.
Yeah.
And I say universe because what we have to understand is God is not this man. God has set this whole system up. And the universe is there at our command. It's like a genie in a bottle. That's what the universe is. But we have to learn how to use it as it was designed to be used. And we have to understand this. You can't fool the universe because the universe is God.
Yeah, you can't fool God.
And I say that because you got to understand once again, God is spirit. And I go over that because it's hard for us to accept that. Even though it tells us that God is spirit, we still think and believe that God is the Wizard of Oz.
It's just easier to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to believe that when you're walking around subconsciously, because that's what you're told and you're just, but when you come to the knowledge and you start living consciously, then it's not easy to believe because then you'll put, well, this one man, how can he handle my situation here in Patterson, take care of yours out in Ohio, take care of somebody's out in Carolina, all of this at one time, all of this request that is constantly coming from the whole world in one form or another. How can one man possibly handle that?
Because he's God.
But once again, God is not man. So I understand using the God concept because of what we've been taught. But think about it. What man do you know could do all that?
I know somebody.
Right.
I know somebody.
Okay.
No, but God is in us. That's why he can do all of that in all these different areas of the world. Because
that is correct. He is in us. But when we stop and think that he's a man sitting on a throne up in heaven, how can he do it? Well, we've come to, we'll let that marinate and we can get back to that tomorrow. But we've come to the close of this show, and what I'd like to do, we've got about 70 seconds or so left. I'd like to give everybody an opportunity to say hellos, goodbye, and share a word real quick.
Well, good night, everyone. It was always a pleasure. Thank you, Messenger. My sister.
Bless you,
and
my
brother,
sister.
Good night. God bless you.
Bless you, dear. Sister Purr?
Brother Messenger, thank you for the words. Ladies, sisters, good night.
Good night.
And Sister Purr, I'm waiting to see what you're going to send me, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. My brother.
Hey, listen, as always, we do several podcasts with Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio, and everybody that's on the line right now play a big part in that. But this is probably the podcast that self-satisfies me. Again, it helps me to get in touch with the Creator, and it helps me understand, and it won't allow me to forget that that God is in me, and the fact that God is in me gives me power to deal with any situation. It also is a testimony that God is in everyone, and soon as more people understand that, just understanding that you are a representation of the Creator himself, of the Spirit of the Creator, it will allow you to change the way you talk to people, the way you see people, and the way you conduct business in your everyday life. So I'm very, very thankful for this message. And just so the audience knows, I've been getting this message about 2 or 3 years now. We're just at the point now where we're opening it up, and the Creator has provided us a venue, a platform in which we can share this dynamic word with everyone. So, Brother Messenger, as always, you know, right here with you, I'm in the co-pilot seat. We'll fly this plane all over the world.
Amen, my brother.
Amen.
Bless you all, and until tomorrow, go with God.
Good night.
Just
good
go,
because
God is already with you. Just
all
go,
right.
He already with you.
Amen.
Hey, beautiful podcast, everybody. And tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, we've got our podcast.
Okay.
Again, I'm trying to invite some biblical guests, but one of the things that I run into is I tell them when I invite them to the Messenger podcast, this is the platform that this podcast occupies. So if you get on the podcast and you want to talk some of that other stuff, then be prepared for some provocative answers that hopefully won't anger you, but open up your mind and help you think deeper. Hey, good night, everybody. I'm glad you had an opportunity to hear the word. And as always, if Hodge to Hodge podcast is not on your podcast, your podcast just isn't on.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
All right.